Yo, yo, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? Welcome to King Son of Gaming. I'm your lovely host, King R. Robert J. Today is Friday, May the 13th, 2022. Doing lovely on this beautiful Friday morning. Just got off. I want to go ahead and hit an episode for you guys. I looked at my last two episodes that we had for this season, and yo, I appreciate all the love and support that I'm getting from each one of you guys. Just listening to me, definitely, you know, pressing play definitely helps me out in a big way. Helps me know that I'm actually getting listened to and heard from you guys. And like I said, I'm also going to have a feel free question after each episode that I will have included into the episode. So feel free to actually answer the question with your own best of your abilities, you know what I'm saying? And I read them, and definitely the answer that I like the best. I'm not going to be biased about the situation. I will actually announce or talk about that answer on the following podcast, the following next episode for this podcast. But yeah, man, I appreciate the love from the Royal Gang community. I'm happy to have you guys. I'm definitely humble and blessed to just be a host of this extravagant podcast that we own. And yeah, man, you know, welcome newcomers, welcome the guys and girls that been here, welcome all. Remember, follow me on my Facebook, King Robert J, and in my bio on my Facebook you will actually see the King Center Gaming fan page. Like I said, please DM me if you guys are interested in purchasing RG wristbands, Royal Gang wristbands. I just need to know, that way I can go ahead and get started on what color you guys would like and whatnot. Please feel free to hit me up, no problem. I'll try my best to hit you back as soon as possible. Also, check me out on TikTok. I got my YouTube page in the bio on TikTok. It's King Center Gaming, the name. Also, give me a couple likes over there as well. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you guys 100%. And we got a lot to talk about in this episode about the NBA games. Man. We go talk about three games, I believe, happened yesterday. Like I said, I want to continue to put my foot on the neck and keep grinding, keep giving you guys something to listen to. Like I said, feel free to debate with me all you like. I want to have a co-host to be with me up here. I just don't want to be talking about myself all the time. It's cool and everything, but I would like to have someone to talk to and debate back and forth. Just let me know. Hit me up on that as well. You know what I'm saying? I would love to go back and forth with you guys on different topics or different segments. But yeah, we got three NBA games. The playoffs still going strong. I like what I'm seeing out there. We had the Bucks versus the Celtics. We also had the Heat versus the 76ers. And also we had Memphis versus Golden State Warriors. Now, which one should I talk about first? Let's go to Heat and 76ers. The Heat just advanced to the conference final, the Eastern Conference Finals, winning a series against 76ers 4-2, I believe. They won the crucial game 6 in Philadelphia, score being 99-90. Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler scored over 30. Joel Embiid had a pretty good game. But the big story I want to take out that equation is how Miami started the game in the starting lineup with two undrafted players, and they managed to outplay James Harden. And I'm convinced that James Harden really don't want, or he's not really interested in playing basketball like he's supposed to be. But a la, he was in a Brooklyn situation with a guy who he claimed that wasn't doing the same thing, in Kyrie Irving, but that's all a whole different story. The 76ers got a lot of moves to make this offseason, or what they want to give James Harden a max contract, if they want to continue to have Doc Rivers as the head coach. Of course, we all know that Daryl Morey and James Harden are very good. They have a good relationship. But I feel that the onus and all the blame is going to go to the head coach because it's media driven. The narrative is it's a player's league. So if the coach can't make the player be willing to play, the coach can't coach that player. So here's my take on it. You keep Joel Embiid. You try to see what can you do to make everything good as far as with James Harden. James Harden do not deserve a max contract. And my belief, I think you can sign him for a 2-year deal, try to see if he can get his confidence right, see if he can get what he wants to believe is the best way of him winning, helping the 76ers, because I feel like he's not into being that guy anymore that you would like to have for that team, for a franchise player. And I remember him also saying that, what he said, when him and Joel Embiid said, he said they could be closer to Shaq and Kobe. Well, as I recall, Kobe at the age of 31 wasn't playing the level you playing. Kobe probably was, if I'm not mistaken, feel free, like I said, you guys, to let me know if I'm wrong. But I think Kobe was playing at a pretty good level, pretty high level at the age of 31. More so like other stars at the age of 31. I just think James Harden is just too spoon-fed. I think he don't put in the commitment, the work to actually know what it takes to be a champion, know what it takes to go to the next level. I think the 76ers are going to be in the same predicament as they are next year if they don't make some changes to that roster. As far as the game plan and the strategy of being, okay, James, you want to play point guard, but you're not being aggressive at times where we need you to be aggressive. And I think that take a toll out on Joel Embiid. He also showed his frustration with it through the press conference. If you can call it frustration. But what I got out of it was, you guys are expecting the James Harden of the Houston days. But those are not the expectations. Well, Joel Embiid, my thing would be is, what are your expectations for James Harden? You traded Ben Simmons for a guy who you thought could be that number two piece that you need to go to the next level. And he hadn't performed at all in the playoffs or since he got there. He had some sparks here and there, but it shows that his track record shows that he's not being that guy that you can go to. And Miami exploited him well by making it. And people are going to say overweight, out of shape, hamstring injury. I believe that it's more to it than that. I think it's a lot more of just dedication and commitment and also just trying to get better. And he got to come with a better attitude because your other teammates are starting to see you got two different franchises that are saying that you're not committed to playing. And then you go to another franchise, you do the same thing. So you got to do better next season coming into finishing it strong, trying to get you and Joel Embiid to a championship level. Miami Heat, congratulations. Jimmy Butler is definitely a superstar. In my book, people gonna say he's a star, a solid star. He's a superstar. He's a franchise player. He's a guy that's grit, that shows grit, that shows determination on both sides of the ball. Both sides of the ball, definitely a two-way player at his highest level. I believe if Kawhi was healthy, since Kawhi's not healthy, he's the best two-way player we have right now in this league. I believe that he's pushing these guys to the next level, and it's going to be a dogfight whoever comes out of that Boston and Milwaukee series, because they're playing against a team that's motivated and ready to win a championship. So we'll have to see who goes that. Now let's get to the next game. I know I took a little too long on that, but I wanted to address that James Harden situation. Let's address the Milwaukee and the Celtics. Milwaukee Bucks. This just shows you that Celtics was up by 12 in the fourth quarter at one point, I believe. And they wind up just, Milwaukee just chewing at the lead. Wind up Giannis hitting a big shot. Bobby Portis being on the board, being active. And Jrue Holiday with them two crucial baskets at the end. The final minutes, and also the defensive side of the ball, where he was basically giving Marcus Smart a new idea of what it is to be the defense player of the year. But as neither here nor there, I believe Drew Holiday, Patrick Beverly, and Marcus Smart, they're interchangeable. You can switch who's the best defensive guard in the league between those three. But in my eyes, I always thought Drew Holiday was the best defensive guard in the league, and he showed it. He showed Smart something. He shows it playing against Durant last year. The playoff guard and him taking that onus when Giannis couldn't get to him. He showed a whole suit there and also made clutch plays at the end to actually help Milwaukee prevail over the Celtics. I think Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are realizing that everybody don't play the same way. Giannis, who haven't been shooting well from the three-point line, it seems like the Celtics cannot get no type of defensive interior going to stop Giannis. And I understand because he got shooters everywhere, and if the other guys are hitting basket, it's going to make it a long day and an easy day for Giannis, who scored 40 points and had like 11 rebounds. He's the best player in the world in my eyes. You know, a lot of people say Kevin Durant, a lot of people say LeBron James. I get it. The accolades of them are very high. But Giannis in the last 4 years have been on a tear. Defensive player of the year, two-time MVP, won the championship. He have been the best player, I believe, in my eyes for the last 4 to 5 years. And he got, 8 to 10 more going for him. So it's going to be out. And they're doing all this without Chris Middleton, which shows you the heart and grit of this team. They're showing the championship pedigree, what they have. And they're going to be hard out. But they got to go back to Milwaukee and finish this out. Because I believe if they let it go to a game 7, it's anybody game going back into Boston. So I'm pretty sure Giannis them are going to show championship pedigree and show championship instinct and be like, okay, we got to go ahead and finish these guys off in Milwaukee. There shouldn't be no reason why they shouldn't do it. If they go back to Boston, mark my words, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. But I can't bet against Giannis. He's that guy. I believe that Milwaukee wind up winning in Milwaukee, but we never know because it's been an up and down series, probably the best series in the playoffs right now. So that's my take on that. One more take: Memphis versus Golden State. Golden State, Stephen Curry, after the win against the gritty Memphis Grizzlies without Ja Morant, that previous game, it was a good game. They battled without him. They did a good job. But Golden State wound up prevailing. Curry said, "We just got to go there and work that trick." Leading into the game, going into Memphis. Ah, man, why give these guys fire? You guys have been in championship situations over the last decade, so you guys know what it takes and know what it is. I think a lot of guys on the team were trying to not necessarily be outside the box of themselves or be something they're not, but I think they're falling into what Draymond Green does with his antics as far as commentary or what he says and how he feels and whatnot. And I think his teammates are trying to find that same energy. And I think they thought that it was going to be easy coming. They thought Memphis was going to lay down. And, man, each one of them guys showed up to play on the Memphis side of the ball. Jaren Jackson had a great game. Bane started his shots. Dylan Brooks played a good two-way ball. Tyus Jones, he's doing his thing. And you got Clark and Williams off the bench. They played. And here's my thing on that. A lot of people going to feel some type of way about what I'm about to say. I love Stephen Curry as a player. He's an all-time great player. These are the moments why I say you put yourself in the upper echelon of players like Michael Jordan, like LeBron James, like Kobe Bryant, you know what I'm saying? Killers who know, understands what it takes to lead, come in and lead a team in a hostile environment and get done. Stephen Curry had 14 points in a potential send the Grizzlies home game. At the end of the day, you're considered the best player on that team. You got to go out there and you got to perform like you know how you're supposed to perform. And these are the reasons why I say that Stephen Curry is not in my top 10 of all-time players. Feel free to disagree with me. Feel free to let me know that I'm out of my mind. I'm not talking sense. I understand of the impact and influence he have on the culture of his style of play. but he's not a killer like he's supposed to be in big moments. I feel he don't have enough of that. He has sports spurts of where he does it. A la when he played against the ranked them in OK City, he went bananas that game. He had a good game in the finals against Cavaliers. But when it comes that time where you need a guy like Giannis just did in Boston to be that guy, you can't come out and just throw 14 to the head. And Memphis was up, I believe, 55 points in one game. I mean, in that game. So it comes a time where you got to be that guy. It comes a time where you got to step up and do what you have to do. And until then, you got to prove it. You got to prove it right. And that's the only way you're going to get right. But that's my note on that. I think Memphis Grizzlies probably is going to lose the next game in Golden State because Ja Morant. They do need him. They are playing inspiring basketball without him. They have been doing it all season long. But you do need your star to be in these big moments to win games, even though they want a great game, energy high, all that good stuff. But I think that was just Golden State being lackadaisical, not coming in and not doing what they're supposed to do as a championship team. Curry going to have to step up and put these guys away himself. So that's my take on that. We got some games coming up tonight. Hopefully you guys hear from me either Saturday or Sunday. Give or take, I want to try to hit you guys with another episode. Like I said, I appreciate the love and support that I'm seeing. I'm glad that you guys are clicking on and listening to me talk, listening to me express how I feel about the messages. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, nor I'm not trying to be a proclaim that I am. All I'm saying is I would love to hear from you guys. Love to hear your input and what I need to work on, all that good stuff. Again, I hope everybody's had a beautiful week so far. It's the weekend for most people. Some people, it's the weekday going into it. But I need you guys to work hard, be safe, be humble, love, bless, all that good stuff. Check me out on the next episode. I will have a question for this episode. Feel free to answer. Feel free question of the episode. So, make sure you hit me up on all my social media. I said at the beginning. Thank you guys for listening. Peace. Love you guys.